With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez. Any day now, a judge will decide on a case about whether public school students in New Mexico are receiving an adequate education. The landmark case was combined with a similar one last year by the Center on Law and Poverty. It claims English language learners, poor children, and Native Americans have been hit hard by a lack of resources at their schools. Charles Boyer is the head of New Mexico's National Education Association, one of the unions representing teachers, and he says schools must have more funding to adequately teach children who come to class hungry and with language and other challenges.
So the statistics you just read don't have, I don't think, much to do with the hard work that school employees are doing. They have to do with the fact that education in this state is gravely under-resourced. I served on the task force that studied our funding formula several years ago and came up with the idea that then we were $350 million underfunded. I think these folks now have used a lot of that report in some of their work and now believe that we are $700 million, maybe $1 billion underfunded.
That lawsuit mentioned earlier calls for the court to declare the current system of public education insufficient. The Center on Law and Poverty wants the state to tackle some of those often heard statistics of low graduation rates, poor scores in reading and math, and other problems. Boyer says the NEA agrees.
Now, the next issue is that task force also made some really important recommendations about the way we ought to spend this money and about how we ought to make sure that we are targeting money for the children who need it the most and the resources that are needed most, at the same time that we need to buoy everyone, because the truth is you can't give anyone extraordinary resources until everyone has at least mediocre resources, and we're not there yet in this state.
Boyer says the state's funding formula should be revamped to ensure student success, and he hopes the court agrees. With New Mexico Close Up, I'm Deborah Martinez.